It's been revealed that Northern Ireland's health trusts have made over £15.5 million from hospital car parking charges in the last 3 years. And get this, more than £2.8 million of that income came from charging staff to park their vehicles. Add to that, some trusts are even clamping people who don't comply. The only trusts not to charge their employees were the Northern and Western. This information is in the Belfast Telegraph today from an FOI request. Should parking in our hospitals be free? The Alliance Party Health spokesperson Paula Bradshaw is with us. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning.
Good morning. And the commentator and former MP Lembit Opie. Good morning, Lembit. Morning, Lembit. Lembit's gone AWOL. Well, Paula, let's ask you.
Yes.
What do you think? Do you think staff should get free parking?
Well, I think that it's an unfair financial burden on our underpaid staff, healthcare staff. I was at an event on Friday looking at the cancer strategy, for example. So I do understand that the wider health service needs to bring in revenue. So I'm not immune to that. But I think that it is unfair that our nurses, for example, are having to find £11-12 a day to park. They do shift work. They're asked to do overtime. They're asked to fill in on days when other people can't work because of the vacancies and the lot of people often long-term sick through stress. And so I just think it's really very much, very unfair that they are having to find this additional cost. And, you know, as you said there, it's not all of the hospitals and it's not all of the trusts. So it depends on where they're based. Now, over the weekend, people were saying to me on social media, you know, try and get them to use public transport. But the truth of it is, for a lot of people, that's not practical. They may have children to drop off. They may do unusual shift patterns. And so I just think that there should be other ways identified through which the trust should be raising this money. But it's not just the healthcare workers I'm concerned about. It's also the carers who are supporting people with long-term chronic conditions who are maybe visiting twice a day, bringing up pureed soup, bringing up clean pyjamas and nighties and stuff, and providing that sort of emotional support that the nurses would love to be able to provide, but because they're understaffed and under-resourced, that they're not able to do that. So I just think that I don't think it's fair that we're raising money through this mechanism.
Or maybe, Paula, there should be a level playing field in Northern Ireland. Let's see what the public think of this morning. 030 30 80 55 55, because there are some elements of the civil service who do get free parking, and there are obviously MLAs when they go up to their place of work, Stormont. There's free parking there. So what about this for an idea? What about a level playing field where if our nurses and our healthcare staff are having to pay for parking to go to work, then everybody else in the civil service and in public sector jobs should have to pay for their parking?
Oh, I have no question. I have no problem with that at all. I think that.
So you would call an MLAs to pay for parking at Stormont, would you?
Look, there's no problem. I have to pay for parking. I'm off University Street and I have to pay for parking frequently around there because there's no available spaces in and around the Holy Land.
But I'm talking about Stormont.
And other issues. Yes, but I'm saying I wouldn't have a problem with that. I do understand that our public finances are under pressure, but I just think that in the case of health, of hospitals, healthcare settings, that I think that it's wrong. It's almost like a tax on the sick. So it's the focus is very much on the people, the reasons why they're there, the carers, the people who are there to provide the treatment and support for them. I think that they should not have to be taxed in this way.
Lembit Opie is with us now, former MP. Morning, Lembit.
Yeah, I understand that argument. Level playing field, yes, but insisting on free parking, no. And the reason is as follows. The NHS isn't charging people parking just to make a huge profit. They're doing it because they're absolutely strapped for cash. And there are two problems if you have free parking for everyone. Number one, those car parks will be abused. Other people will use them for free, just like we've been talking about, so that they can avoid parking charges elsewhere. Secondly, if you give free parking to those who drive to work, you're essentially subsidising those who drive to work and not subsidising those who take public transport.
Yeah, but there are two trusts, according to the Telegraph's FOI request, they've found this out. There are two trusts who don't charge their employees, the Northern Trust and the Western Trust. So they're able to plug the gap and the others are not.
Yes, and I don't know what the internal pressures were to make that decision, and it can be done. Let's face it, in the past, parking in hospitals was free, but these days, the pressure is intense on the NHS in terms of squaring the circle. They want the money to make people better. It's not because they're making a profit, though there are some issues when that activity is franchised out and then a third party can make a big killing on this. But when it comes down to it, you've got to be consistent. If you are going to give free parking, you've got to do it for everyone. And that just doesn't really work. On the other hand, it is feasible to say, well, pay a little bit more money to the staff at the hospitals so that those who use public transport are given the same benefit as those who choose to drive. If you give free parking to those who choose to drive, you're essentially incentivizing driving to work instead of taking public transport. And that wouldn't be fair for those who take the bus.
Jim's in South Belfast. Morning, Jim.
Hello, Stephen. Good morning. I think it's utter nonsense. Just nonsense about parking. If you go into a hospital a Saturday or Sunday, you can park anywhere. The simple reason is most people, vast majority of people who work in a hospital work, they work on week 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, right? There's, I mean, we're pouring billions of pounds into TransLink every year to provide a service, and to provide a very good service in most cases. So what's the point of driving your car in, leaving it sitting there for 8 or 9 or 10 hours when you could get the bus, the train in, and, you know, do it that way?
But some people don't have that option, Jim. They need the flexibility of not being able to go drive.
There may be a number of people, yes, there may be a number of people don't have that option. Well, then they should be given the option of paying for a bit of car parking, certainly. Yep.
But what if they can't afford it? And by the way, do you know another question I want to ask, and I don't know the answer to this, but the chief executives of all of these trusts and the senior people, do they pay for their parking?
Well, they should pay.
We must ask that question.
I think they do. I actually think they do. I remember asking somebody about this who works in a hospital, and he says everybody parks. There is no exceptions. That's what I was told. That was about 3 or 4 years ago.
But Stephen, in the Royal, there is a section of the car park where staff can get concessionary fees. But there's that is at its limit at the minute, and there's a 4-year waiting list for other healthcare workers to get into that. I was contacted by a nurse last week, and she's 1 year into this waiting list. So even across the healthcare workers in our hospitals, there's not necessarily a playing field. But the other issue relates then to the fines and the clamping for people who are maybe just left somebody who's in a lot of distress and pain. They come out, they find a clamp on their car, or a few days later, then they're getting a fine. Yeah. I don't think it's fair.
Paula, thank you. Lemmet, thank you.